Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're talking good vibes and variety.
Yeah, we are.
That's what we talk about around here.
Good vibes. Have some.
Yes, please. Take them. There's a variety of them. Please select.
Well done.
Thank you.
That was really well done.
Thanks. Because I want to put the variety thing in there.
Yeah, no, yeah. We want to be good DJs, yep. And we don't want no trouble
that
or meetings.
Oh my God, you are so right.
I know, so we're going to keep doing all the right stuff.
This part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny YouTube channel. So exciting. It's actually the Alice YouTube channel.
But it is?
We've kind of taken it over, yeah. You can watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And please remember to subscribe. Bob is working right now on, you're uploading the bad advice from yesterday.
Yep.
All right. Long form.
Yep. Plan on uploading that every week. And maybe even more cool stuff coming. So it's a good time to subscribe so you don't miss it.
Yeah, you don't want to miss any of our amazing content that we're creating. We're content creators.
Yeah.
We make noise. So I'm going to start with Bob's Movie Club.
Okay.
Homework assignment. On Thursdays, every other Thursday or so, we do a little movie review. And the Thursdays in between, we get our homework assignment. So you'll have 1 week to complete this assignment and then join us 1 week from today. And we'll be discussing the movie.
Oh, baby. We are going to be starting holiday season off right, and I'm really excited about this because I actually have never seen it, which is a crime, I know. We're going to be watching The Family Stone. It's a Diane Keaton classic from 2005. Sarah Jessica Parker, Rachel McAdams, Dermot Mulroney, Luke Wilson, Claire Danes. It's like such a star-studded cast from 2005. And
I believe I've seen this movie, and I think there's a scene in it that I think about. I'll be interested to see if this is the same movie. I think about it.
We've had a lot of requests for this one we've been talking about what to do for Thanksgiving and
Is this
Christmas.
A Thanksgiving movie?
It's technically a Christmas movie, okay. But very similar vibes.
So The Family Stone from 2005. Okay.
Yep.
A 20-year-old
movie. And it's on
movie.
Prime.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
If you don't have Prime, I'm sure you can find a place to rent that.
I just want to add... Well, I can't add anything. I have not seen this movie, so I will. That's what I'm adding. It's going to be new to me as well.
Amazing.
Great. I'm psyched. That's a good one. Are we going to? Is this.
Sure, you are.
Yeah, I won't like it. I think.
I saw your face when I said it.
Oh, really? No, that's just my resting bitch face.
Oh.
No, don't worry about that. Plus, the older I get, like the bitchier the resting face is. It's crazy. All right, so Bob's Movie Club homework assignment is The Family Stone from 2005, available on Prime. This is not an ad. Just trying to, you know, if you've got Prime, looks like you don't have to spend any money renting it. All right. I'm going to start with a mini game. It's time to play a little teeny, teeny game. How many billionaires are there in the world? Vinny.
43. No, I take it back. 243.
Vinny says 243.
And I also want to add, and it's not conspiracy stuff, but I think those oil guys, those princes with all the oil, I don't think they report. Like, they've been billionaires forever, and they just don't seem to rank in all these billionaires from the tech world because they're not busy bragging about it. Mm-hmm. I think they're like, we have gold toilets. Who cares? Would you go to the bathroom in anything but? Like, I think those oil guys, billions, and they're not going to make this. 243, thank you.
I think it's less.
I would have said about 250 if you'd asked me.
Yeah.
According to Forbes, there are 3,028 billionaires on Earth.
Whoa.
Another source is saying 3,508. U.S. has the most billionaires, followed by China. I don't know if like the Saudis and other.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that anybody does. I don't think they report. Nations.
I have no idea how they would even track that. Maybe they do it based on their spending. Well, they spent $1 billion, so they're still doing it. So they must have $1 billion.
It seems like one of those things you wouldn't go. I mean, we can see it. You have 1 million planes. You know.
Yeah. Maybe they do that. Maybe they know who holds what and have. And Forbes has got their fingers and stuff. Perhaps these people are included. I could not believe that the number was over 3,000. I wonder if when we were kids, or probably earlier than that, I remember hearing, you know, about a millionaire was like, oh my God, they have $1 million.
It wasn't that long ago
that
$1 million was the kind of money you aspired to.
Right.
I want to be a millionaire.
If you were a millionaire, you'd have it all. You could never run out of any money. And then all of a sudden, like everyone was a millionaire. Like, will we all be billionaires very soon?
No.
Probably
but
not.
But I'll tell you, one of the things about this area in particular, and there's a lot of them, and we were just watched a show at a place where a lot of them probably hang out and belong. You know, the private secret show we just watched.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of people early in tech that not only hit once, but hit 2 and 3 times in terms of getting into a company early enough, getting enough shares, going public with them, and then going, I'm going to find my next baby company and be... I'm sure a bunch of people hit 2 and 3 times with shares of stock for companies that went gigantic.
Vinny.
Yeah.
In 1960, how many Americans were millionaires in 1960?
200.
Way more.
Give me a number.
A million.
306 people in America in 1960 had an income over $1 million.
It went like this. Like the it went flat and then just shot up.
As I'm reading this though, Vin, they say with an income of over $1 million, according to the IRS. So that actually probably is a lot lower. There were probably people who had generational wealth who had well over $1 million. But there's in 1960 to think, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like when I was a kid in the 70s, it was unheard of for anybody to be a millionaire. I remember this guy we lived across the street from, and he and my dad would talk cars all the time. We're both into cars. And he worked at a dealership, like as a mechanic or something. And he drove home one of the cars and it was like a Cadillac. And like a really nice car. I was a kid, so I don't know exactly what make and model is, but he was like, this car costs $8,000. And everyone fell about the place. Like, you got to be kidding me. $8,000 for, can't even get a used car for $8,000 anymore.
No, people spend 6 figures on a car that's regular.
Right. Yeah, just a car. It's just a car.
6 freaking figures. I had to be careful there. That's not a car that you go, oh my God.
Right. You could buy a mansion for 6 figures not that long ago. And now cars cost that.
It's not a Lamborghini.
Right. Because those aren't a thing.
you know what I mean.
I do. All right. So anyway, there are something like 3,000-ish, a little over 3,000 billionaires in the whole wide world.
You know what? The award money on game shows is really not keeping up with the rate of inflation.
Concurring over here. I feel like, yes.
They need to step their booty up yeah. on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Well.
And all of them. Even on Big Brother. I know that like a few years ago they upped it from 500 to 750, but that's not anywhere near what it was when that show started.
I am sure that if anyone talks to them about it, they would say, this is your moment to build your profile on Instagram and become an influencer.
That's true.
We're giving you exposure you couldn't possibly get any other way. Forget you. You want it or not. You coming on or you leaving?
The career opportunity post being on a game show like that is much bigger than it used to be.
I'm with you. They should pay me and I should walk away, you know, retiring.
$10 million.
But I think that's how they're selling the young people on it is you've got to, you hustle, you can turn this into something.
There are so many sort of side shows. John watches something called The Challenge and there's, and a couple other ones. And it's completely staffed by former reality show, or it is a reality show. So they get into this pool and some of them make a full on living off of being the person who got third place on Survivor or Big Brother.
Yep. They become gamers.
Right. And there's a whole world, the adjacent world of the Bachelor, Bachelorette dating show, people like
Bachelor Nation.
There's this whole pool of people that when you, in fact, right now, I think on Amazing Race, it's all Big Brother people.
Yes.
Because there's plenty of them.
Yeah.
And you recognize most of them. Well, I do. I watch the show every year.
And it makes it more fun to watch those shows, too, when you know
the people. Yes, it's nice to start by knowing the people. I actually like when they have, like, all-star seasons. In fact, next season of Survivor, not this one that's currently going on, which I can't wait to watch today.
Oh, me too.
Next season is all, it's all people who have either done well on the show or getting a second chance on the show. Like, it looks like it's a completely all-star cast. Although, I'm not sure I've seen the full list yet. Must be out there, though. I know that Mike White guy is the guy who writes the White Lotus. He's going to be on there. So the reason I looked into how many billionaires are there, Arnold Schwarzenegger is apparently our newest billionaire, which I felt like I would have guessed he already was. They say right now he is number 2881 in the world today. And this is a Forbes thing. So according to them, there's only like 3,008, or I think that was their number. 3,028. That's their 2025 list. He's they're numbered by how poor they are. He's way down. He's so poor. 2,881 in the world today. One of the highest paid actors in history. Arnold has earned about $500 million before taxes and fees and paychecks, but he's made way more from early bets on everything from California real estate to stakes in some of the world's most valuable brands. They say one of his best bets was buying a minority stake in fellow billionaire David Booth's Dimensional Fund Advisors. I get it. None of us have ever heard of this. At the time, it was managing about $12 billion in assets. It is now. It was founded in 1996, and Arnold was like, I'm in. I'll do it. Here's some money I'm going to buy in. It is now. It went from $12 billion in assets to $777 billion in assets under their management right now.
Is that private equity?
I do not know. Dimensional fund. It sounds like a mutual fund that they're managing. And that's just what they're managing. It's not that the companies necessarily work that, right? That's other people's money. I don't really know how all this stuff works. But I did think, oh, well, by the way, he also bought a mall, which I feel like that's not a great investment these days.
No. You know who's doing something like that, though? Shaquille O'Neal is a guy who keeps coming into companies that are either like kind of flagging a little, and then he becomes their spokesperson and pours money in.
Mm.
And the most recent, I saw him doing ads for, I think, Carvana?
Oh.
But it's just, he's a pitch man for everything. And if you dig into it, you realize he's taken a stake in these companies.
Maybe in lieu of payment.
And then putting his face on them.
Right.
because he knows
I'll help you. Well, I'll help you sell this.
People like Shaq.
Yeah, they do. Shaq is likable.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Vin, what do you got coming up?
The Bird Theory after these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yesterday at the Billy Idol show, I ran into some clients. There are Disney people. And they were so, so nice and just and clearly Disney fans. And so I'm like excited to tell you that we've got Disney tickets all week.
Oh, that is fun.
Yeah, I think next week too. Listen all day on The 5, starting at 7:05, less than a half an hour from now, for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier. Save $200 this October and choose a plan that fits your life. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit JumpstartMD.com.
It's eyeballing me.
I could see it creeping. I just wanted to, you know.
I'm ready.
Really, yeah, I know. Good job. Great job.
.com.
Great job. .com. That's not a thing.
.com.
Okay.
That's not a thing. .com. That's a good one. .com.
Partly cloudy today. High of 75. A little cooler.
Oh, that's good.
In the hot spots.
The
city was
really
very
hot.
Yeah, warm yesterday.
I was like, please, can we walk on the other side of the street for in the shade?
I walked out of here and went to Levi's right away in the morning.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was fine. I had a coat, little jacket on, and I start walking down the street, and I'm like, ooh, it's a little warm. I shopped. There's a birthday coming up that I was getting some things for, and I thought, well, that's fine. And then my friend who was meeting me goes, where are you? I'm on BART. I'm coming. And I went, oh no, I'm going to have to wait for him. Pulled the coat off. I'm like, I got to go to my car and get rid of some things before we go to the event. We did. Yeah. I had to get, I put the bag of stuff I got for a birthday and the coat away. And I put on a collared shirt.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want no trouble.
Yeah. That's the way.
That thought process rules my life these days. Time change this weekend. We fall back Saturday night. I mean, yes, you can nitpick and say, no, it's Sunday morning, whatever you want to, right. Whenever you want to do it.
Sometime between Saturday and Sunday. Although, have you noticed, it's just other than like your microwave and your coffee maker, there's so far, there's just less things to change the time on.
Well, your phone is your big one, your watch does it itself,
your
usually.
Your computer does it itself. Mm-hmm. Everything does it itself. It's amazing.
So we fall back. Last night, the World Series continued and Toronto went up 3-2. And the next game, tomorrow night, in Toronto.
Go Canada.
So.
We'd really like you to win.
Toronto, as a team, did spend some money on their players, but LA has spent all the money and is really coming up.
Well, they're must win now, right? They got to take the next two.
Yeah, if they don't win tomorrow, they're done. Mm. They go on vacation.
Put them away, Jays.
Today is National Candy Corn Day.
Ooh. So clearly there's enough candy corn enthusiasts in the world.
The truth is, in this story, they say candy corn is mocked in most of the country, but it's That's still wrong. Very popular in Nebraska, Kansas, Mississippi, and Alabama.
Oh, I should move to Omaha.
I realize I'm not as, and it was shown to be true during our generation gap game where I just had blank answers for everything. There's stuff I don't do. I don't DoorDash and I don't Instacart ever. Mm. I get in my car and I go down to the store and I buy the things I need. But this is one of the ways they find out what people are into. DoorDash and Instacart orders.
Oh.
I don't know why you're ordering Halloween candy delivered to your house.
Well.
But we do have. Okay. It's a new level of lazy, I guess. Yeah. Or maybe it's just, hey.
I'm in the mood for some candy corn and I'm still in my tidy whities. I'm going to go ahead and just Instacart that.
Well, I'm assuming it's part of the grocery delivery in general, you know, like they're
That's
also getting
assumption.
Bananas and chicken and stuff.
But DoorDash will get you. They don't just do food, right?
No.
Well, DoorDash does. I thought that was prepared food and Instacart was
mainly.
Grocery shopping.
Yes, mainly. But they both dabble with the other.
Okay.
Although, actually, I don't know if Instacart does restaurants, but.
DoorDash and Instacart both have Reese's peanut butter.
Both of us joined in.com.
You guys are the best.
Mm. Just trying to help.
What a team.
Fleshing out the show.
Yeah. Mm. No, I love it.
Mm. I can tell.
Reese's peanut butter cups were number two on both lists.
Both.
Followed by M&M's.
Wait, candy corn was number one on that list?
No. Candy corn. It's National Candy Corn Day.
Oh, got it. Okay. All
and it's it's a big in a couple states, Nebraska, Kansas, Mississippi, and Alabama. That's the candy corn portion of the program.
I really didn't think I'd ever have anything in common with those four states.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, again, number one Halloween candy in both delivery systems, followed by M&M's. Hershey's Milk Chocolate made the top 10 on both lists. So did Snickers, Kit Kat, Twix, and Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, people just are in a mood.
On DoorDash, people are also ordering Skittles, Nerds, Airheads.
Oh.
And a big one on Instacart is the Haribo Gold Bears or Gummy Bears.
My kids, when we go to Japantown, they always want to go to the Japanese 7-Eleven, just like raid the Haribo station.
Non-chocolate candy, this is a different story, but I just thought I'd mention it, is big this year.
Non-chocolate.
As in non-chocolate. So the gummy bears, the Airheads, the
That's
Laffy
Taffy. That's always good, yeah.
The
Twizzlers,
things,
probably.
Twizzlers, right. That stuff seems to be big. Chocolate is one. I can't really just mow candy. I just won't let myself. I'll have some and then be like, okay, pull off, loser. That's just me talking to myself. I understand you're not. You can do what you want. I can't mow chocolate the way I might be able. Like, I could probably just eat gummy bears if I let myself.
Right. Without thinking about it, you just have them going
in. Just keep chewing on them and you figure, I get tired of, as much as I want chocolate, I get tired of it quick.
I don't love chocolate. I can take it or leave it. And it gives me heartburn. So
chocolate does?
Yeah. I don't know what
I've never
is.
Heard that.
I've also, Johnny was buying for a while those, like, you know, 90% cacao, you know, the dark chocolate thing. It's like super bitter. And we'd have a chunk of that after dinner. And I was like, it's disrupting my sleep. I think there's a lot of caffeine in chocolate.
I think so too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I never touch it. I would never do it after dinner anymore.
We know you're not going to go to TikTok for advice. That's what we're here for. Bad advice is a segment. We just fired that thing back up. You can email
Solve
us.
Solve someone's problem.
It's badadvice@gmail.com.
Badadvice973@gmail.com. So close. Want me to write it down for you?
No, that's okay.
I noticed you have a lot of sticky notes over there.
I do have reminders, but it's okay. I probably don't even need those. There's some,
a file folder in your head.
In my head. Someone's living up there now and just sort of editing me as we broadcast. I'm keeping it clean, pal. Mm.
Rated G.
Don't you dare.
Why would I?
Walk me down any roads.
Mm.
Back to badadvice973@gmail.com. That's where you want to send your stuff.
Yep.
But this story comes from TikTok.
Okay.
It's called the bird theory. This is a way to test how strong your relationship is, according to TikTok.
Oh, Maddie wouldn't like this. He hates birds.
Well, that's really not the point.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Apparently, the bird theory or bird test is supposed to show you how interested your partner is in things that you care about, even when they don't care.
Okay.
So the idea is you text your partner, "I saw a bird today." Maybe use some exclamation marks and a heart emoji.
This
eyes.
This is interesting.
And your partner is being tested Do they care about things that you care about, even if they don't care about them?
Right. Which, of course, they don't care that you saw a bird. No one cares. Got it. Go. This is great. I love this.
If they match your excitement and ask questions like, what kind of bird did you see? Was it a pretty bird? Did it sing a song to you?
Why are you telling me this?
Did it dance?
Why do you think this would matter to me?
If they match your excitement and ask questions,
yes,
according to the bird theory, it means they're a keeper. If they don't engage at all, that relationship is doomed.
Oh.
And it's mostly women doing it to men.
Mm.
You can even make it harder by waiting until you know he's distracted. Like, I don't know, at work or maybe even driving.
Huh.
Try it while he's playing a game or watching the World Series and see if you get a true match.
Now, are they saying you got to be really specific? Because that is a very bland and weird statement to make. I saw a bird today! Exclamation point.
The idea.
You say, I saw, you know, you wouldn't want to add any like intensifiers or adjectives like I saw a pretty bird, a very cool bird.
I think the key is really to do it in person. From obviously what I've seen on TikTok is people hiding a camera and then recording their partner's reaction. And you start with just I saw a bird today. And see what they ask you. Because obviously, like, that's not interesting to just
at
see a
all,
bird.
Right? Yeah.
And then you, so
birds
you
are everywhere.
You can kind of make it up based on the kind of questions that they ask you.
And it's so it's about the reaction. And then mm-hmm. do people on TikTok immediately break up with the disinterested boyfriend?
Well, the commenters, you know, are quick to tell you.
Oh, so the commenters are going to decide on your relationship mm-hmm. based on the answer.
It's a healthy way to decide. Kinda,
it is. Oh my God. Let the masses mm-hmm. decide. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let them see a 5-second interaction between the two of you and make the call.
So I envisioned like this mostly on text, but you're saying a lot of the videos are in-person setups.
Yep.
Oh, that's really fun.
Should we both do it today to our respective
yes,
partners?
Yes, definitely.
I, although you know that they're both going to pass with flying colors because they're gems.
They will. Well, plus John actually got me to download a bird-watching app not that long ago. So I'm the one who feigns interest in the birds at my house.
Okay.
I think John passes.
Listen.
Give me a different question.
If I can just tell all the people involved in the bird theory, just be single. You don't want a partner. You don't.
Yeah.
You don't want a partner.
You worked so hard to get a partner, and now you're just trying to
get
rid of them.
You're weeding them out, and you're wasting your time. Just dump him and be single. You're too good for everybody. Come on. You know it.
I like the trick, though. I say do it. And then please email us at badadvice973@gmail.com. You know it better than I do. And let us know how it goes with you. You can probably include an attachment there. It's just a Gmail address, right? You could, if there's a video you want to share with us, I'd be interested to see like what some of our listeners experience with the bird test. I like the bird test. I'm actually feeling like...
You don't like it.
I do. I'm like... What would happen? Should we both, let's text Susan and John and just see what their response, if we get a response during the show today.
Oh, you're just going to try the text version of this.
Yeah, I'll just try the text version. You should text Christina.
You know what? I know for a fact Christina's super busy.
Yeah, she'll have a second for you. Well, she's not too busy for you. She
Trust
loves
me.
You. You're her husband.
Well.
You're a good husband. Saw a bird today. That's the entirety of the text. Oh, I saw a bird. Not ooh. I saw a bird today. Exclamation point. I'm going to do it right
Here's
now.
A fast fact.
I love yours. I can't stop thinking about it. I'm obsessed. Fast.
I'm sure John will find a moment. Well, actually, John doesn't even respond to texts ever.
Ever. It'll be... As much a test if he answers. I know he wakes up a little bit early and he hangs. He's one of those people that doesn't immediately get out of bed. He gets on his phone. He answers texts from the day before. And so and I rarely on the weekends, I rarely see him before 9 o'clock.
Also, you know, I think it's safe to say you two have made it.
Yeah. Looks like we made it.
Oh, that song. I know. Is actually about a breakup and leaving for other people.
Oh, is that song?
No, you don't remember we played that and then you listen to the words and you go, these two, we've made it into another's arms. They broke up and they moved on to other people.
Well, I'm selectively selecting that one selection from that song to personify my relationship.
You have made it. The point is, like, you've had two kids, raised them. They're living on the left coast. Mm-hmm. No,
the right,
the
coast.
Other coast, yeah. Whatever. And there you two are enjoying Billy Idol on a Wednesday afternoon
naked in the backyard.
Woo! Right, whatever you say. The point is, you don't need to test him. Leave the guy
alone. I'm
going to
test him anyway. Did you test Susan already?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Did he write back already?
No. Okay. It's 6:50 in the morning.
Yeah.
He works in tech. He doesn't get up for like 3 hours.
Oh.
I'm exaggerating.
I would think he'd be up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, depends on what you do in tech, I guess.
Yeah.
It's been.
This is a fast fact.
Yeah. It's been 30 years. So most of you don't know this, including Bob, since M&M's nixed the color tan. There used to be a tan M&M.
Tan and dark brown.
They gave the public three choices, blue, purple, or pink, and blue won.
Blue.
It's been almost 50 years since orange was introduced to replace red. They dropped red for 11 years due to the red dye scare. It was brought back in 87 with a different red dye coloring, which will change again next year because there's another issue about the red dye.
Oh, great. That's great.
Anyway, there you go. 800-400-3697. Maddie's not on the show, but Bob is.
Hey, Bob.
Good morning. I love Bob's Movie Club. I've done every homework assignment, and every movie has been a first watch for me. Thank you. That's from 316. Or maybe 831. Not sure.
It's probably 408. But anyway.
Oh, definitely. 415. 510 says, I want to hear the deets about Deepak. Did he like meeting y'all?
Oh, well, we've met Deepak.
I hadn't.
Oh.
Did you get a chance to, if you two lock in for a minute, he's a delightful chap.
He seems sweet.
Yeah. He's a really nice guy.
He had to
guy.
Introduce himself, though. You didn't do a good job introducing your
I'm
friends.
I'm not great at that. Yeah. It's true. I am also easily distracted and was, you know.
He is so lovable.
Yeah.
Like, he's just great. I asked, we were all kind of bopping around there. I asked John, I go, oh, did you get a chance to talk to Deepak? He goes, of course I did. I'm like, oh.
Listen to this.
I didn't realize you guys had any interaction.
So I'd invited him to the show and we were going to go together and that was the plan. And then he was in Huntington Beach at his parents' house yesterday morning.
Oh.
Drove all the way up from Southern California to his house, got out of his car, jumped into a BART, and came across. So,
oh my God.
I didn't know this until, of course, he meets me. I'm standing outside of Levi's like a knucklehead waiting for him. He comes out, gets out of the BART station, comes walking up, and I'm like, and he starts telling me this story. I'm all, bro, you could have just told me you're busy or. You can't
didn't
make it.
Didn't want to miss it.
He didn't
want
to miss
it. What time did he leave SoCal?
Like earlier than now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like at 4:30 or 4 or 5 in the morning.
8 hour drive.
Because he met you at like what, noon?
Yep.
Oh my God. He must. Oh, that's so. That's.
We met at 1 or something like that, but
so
still.
Far. It's so far to drive to LA. I've been tempted a couple times instead
it's
of
too
flying.
Far.
And then
it's too
also
far.
These days it's cheaper to fly because gas is so expensive. Mm. Wow, I'm getting old.
I do think, though, for him, he was like, well, I had been visiting my parents, and then it was like, you know what is a good idea to not to.
Yeah.
Right.
To leave.
So
exactly.
I think that was.
Well, he's a delight, and I was very happy to see
we
him.
We had a blast. We went to lunch together. We walked all over the city.
Nice.
Laughing and talking all kinds of stuff. We're very, it doesn't matter. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Disneyland tickets and death is not an option. Halloween edition.
I'll take death.
You can't. It's not an option.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.